USA News, I'm Kenneth Burns. 15 rounds and several days later, the gentleman from Bakersfield, California is now Speaker of the House. Republican Kevin McCarthy's victory came after midnight and making concessions to a small group of conservative holdouts.
And now, the hard work begins. What we do here today, next week, next month, next year, will set the tone for everything that follows.
That tone will be set within those concessions that will be set Monday when House rules are decided. President Biden preparing to visit the southern border. It comes just after El Paso declared a state of emergency amid an ongoing migrant surge and the Supreme Court ruling that extends Title 42, the public health policy, used to expedite deportations due to the pandemic. This is Biden's first trip to the border since taking office as president. From Texas, he'll head to Mexico City for the North American Leaders Summit. Immigration is expected to come up in talks with the Mexican president. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is activating the Florida National Guard in response to the arrival of hundreds of migrants to the Florida Keys. In his executive order issued yesterday, he is directing the state to deploy planes, helicopters, and law enforcement to help local authorities ensure public safety. DeSantis accusing President Biden of ignoring the migrant crisis. The economy is not looking good for the heartland this year.
The not-so-great news comes from Creighton University's Mid-America Business Conditions Index survey.
The economy is very likely to slow down significantly in the first half of 2023 and certainly the second half of 2023.
Creighton economist Ernie Goss says they talked to employers in nine states across the Midwest.
When we ask about applicants for job openings in the company, 63% reported a shortage of applicants for any job openings they had.
Rich Johnson reporting most supply managers are expecting a recession. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Biden administration is sending another big military assistance package to Ukraine. It includes dozens of Bradley fighting vehicles and other armed personnel carriers. The package is worth more than $3 billion. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said yesterday the war in Ukraine is at a critical point as Russia continues its invasion. He may be an Avenger, but he's not indestructible.
Actor Jeremy Renner, who was hurt in a snowplow accident on New Year's Day in Utah, hit up social media to update fans on his recovery. Renner, best known for his role in the Marvel Cinematic Universe as Hawkeye, hit up his Instagram story to thank the hospital staff. He also posted a picture of himself looking pretty banged up.
Okay, the suit is flying. We're fighting an army of robots. And I have a bow and arrow. None of this makes sense.
Renner expected to make a full recovery. I'm Corey Myers.
The Mega Millions jackpot is now past the $1 billion mark. No one picked all six numbers in last night's drawing, making Tuesday's jackpot in the multi-state lottery game worth $1.1 billion. That pales in comparison to tonight's Powerball jackpot worth $325 million. Tuesday's Mega Millions will be the fifth largest lottery jackpot in U.S. history. The numbers from last night were 3, 20, 46, 59, 63, and the Mega number was 13. If you match any of those numbers, maybe you'll get something. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.